This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Witnesses to a massacre in Norway yesterday are describing their terror as a gunman stalked and killed at least 84 people. The shootings happened on an island at a camp for young members of Norway's ruling Labour Party.
When I were swimming back to the shore, when I left all the group who continued to swim, he started shooting at them. He saw I was almost at the shore, and he pointed the barrel at me. At that time, I yelled, cried, "No, please, no." He spared my life, but it was really frightening.
It's one of the campers, H.M. Pracken, speaking to the BBC. Now, the attack followed a bombing in Oslo that ripped through the building that houses the Prime Minister's office. 7 people were killed there. Police have detained a suspect whom they say figured in both attacks. Halvard Sandberg is a reporter for NRK, the Norwegian Broadcasting Corporation. We reached him on Utøya Island, the site of the shooting attack, and asked him what's known about the alleged gunman.
He is 32-year-old Norwegian male, blue eyes, blonde hair, from a good part of the town. His Facebook page and the discussions he had on the net shows that his views were extreme right-wing. He had this belief that it was impossible to have a multicultural Norway, and people from Muslim countries were destroying Norway. That was his belief. Some months ago, he bought 6 tons of fertilizer, and he made a bomb.
And police say that he's responsible for both attacks?
Yes. He was observed close to the bomb in town, and he's the one that they caught here in Utøya Island. But the police also fear that there's another person that was part of this attack.
How did he get to Utøya Island, and how is it that so many people died on that island?
This was a summer camp for the youth movement of the ruling Labour Party. They are easy targets because they're locked on this island. And he came to the ferry point dressed in a police uniform and said that since there had been a big explosion in Oslo, then he had to check the security on the island. Yeah. They believed him, and he went to the island, and then he started to shoot. And he was hunting them on the island. I spoke to some witnesses that have seen youngsters trying to hide by the waterside, and the gunman came towards them and fired point blank at them with a machine pistol while they were lying in the water's edge.
Mr. Sandberg, a lot of people are wondering this morning why reportedly it took police more than an hour to get to the island.
All available police resources were in use because of this bomb blast in our capital. And then these messages that came in that there was firing in Utøya, even we in the press, we didn't really believe. And also, when you have gunmen firing with heavy weapons, you have to be organized before you go in.
What kind of rescue and search operations are continuing there?
We have still work that is being done in Oslo. They're searching these buildings that's been damaged by the blast. And the big operation now is searching for casualties in the sea close to this island. At the same time, there's operation going on to identify the victims, the dead youngsters, and telling their parents, because the parents are here and waiting for word. Not all the parents know if their child is alive or dead yet.
Mr. Sandberg, any country would be rocked by this, but Norway's been so peaceful. What's the public reaction been?
It's outrage. And I think also a common topic of conversation in Norway now, this person, he will be convicted to the harshest penalty that we can give him, which is 21 years in prison. That means that he is out after 16 years. He might be out after 14 years. And then he will be a free man. And he killed so many. We don't have laws that could weigh up a penalty for what he's done.
Halvard Sandberg of the Norwegian Broadcasting Corporation speaking to us from Utøya Island, the scene of yesterday's massacre at a youth camp. Thank you, sir.
Okay.